When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Josh, and there's Chuck, and Jerry's here too, and this is Short Stuff.
Do you like paprika?
I don't think I've ever tasted paprika enough to determine whether I like it or not.
Really? All right. That surprises me.
I've had goulash, I guess. I've eaten Hungarian food, so I'm sure I have, but I've never been like,
well, yeah.
I love paprika, you know?
Well, I love paprika. I love smoked paprika specifically. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this show is about paprika. And you mentioned Hungary, and we'll get to why Hungary is known for paprika in a second. But it's actually the Hungarian word for pepper.
Mm-hmm.
It is from the, and by the way, thanks to Patty Rasmussen at How Stuff Works for this.
Yeah.
But it comes from the Capsicum annuum variety from the Longum family. And it's a pepper. It's a long, bright red pepper, and the flavor can be super hot, or not that hot, but hottish.
Mm-hmm.
It can be sweet. It can be smoky if it is indeed, you know, smoked over a fire. And a lot of the paprika you'll see, this is what you see if you see the orangey red sprinkles on a deviled egg. That's paprika.
Yes, for sure. It's huge in Central Europe, but Hungary is like, you know, the you know, Studio 54 of the paprika world. But it's also big in Spain and Portugal as well. And since you like it smoked, you would like the Spanish and Portuguese paprika, because they take for granted that paprika smoked so much so that a woman named Nancy Waldeck, who's a chef and cookbook author that How Stuff Works interviewed for this, says that, like, they don't even put it's smoked on the label. It's, you just know it's smoked, basically.
Yeah, that's how smoked it is.
It's so smoked.
The reason that Hungary is known for it is because they really adopted it. It's not native to there, which is really surprising to me. It's actually native where you think it would be, is Mexico and Central America. But it found its way to Hungary through the Balkans, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And it grew really, really well there in abundance. And so it became sort of the national spice because it was so abundant. It obviously made it less expensive because there was so much of it. And at a time when spices were sometimes reserved for people that had more wealth, you could get paprika even if you didn't have a lot of money. And so Hungary said, we are going to base everything we make almost off this stuff.
Yeah, what's funny, though, is like that that Nancy Waldeck points out that still, it's even if you go to Hungary, it's basically paprikash and goulash, or paprikash and goulash, are the two main dishes that paprika is used in. Although in the countryside, they'll use it in like mushroom soup and some other stuff too. But it's still like the two main dishes anyone thinks of for paprika outside of deviled eggs.
Yeah. Emily went to Hungary this year.
Oh, yeah. Did she go to Budapest?
Late last year. Yeah, she went to Budapest. Her friend was working over there. So she had a kind of a free place to stay. Mm-hmm. And she was up for an adventure. And I was like, go have your adventure. She said, I wasn't asking. And I said, fine, be that way. Go to Hungary.
Right.
And she had a great time and had tons of paprika.
It's one of the coolest towns I've ever been to. Yumi and I went for New Year's 1 year. It was awesome.
Yeah, I've been there too. And our good friend Raymond, the puppeteer, is puppeting in Hungary right now.
Oh, man, that's such a Raymond move. That's awesome. I hope he's having a great time.
Budapest, because that's how you're supposed to say
it. I wanted to, and I was like, Josh, don't do it. Don't do it. Just say Budapest. I came back from it saying that, and I got enough, like, come on, that I'm just finally back to Budapest.
All right. Should we take a break?
Yesht.
We'll be right back.
All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get.
I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm still laughing from 1 minute ago.
Thank you. Two. I think we're at
that
two
now. That
was
very funny. That was very funny.
So, thank you. So, I love this article. It says paprika pride runs high in Hungary. Again, remember, this is the national spice. And there's a paprika museum in the village of Rosti. Yeah. And you can get, basically, if you go to Hungary, Nancy Waldeck says, expect to see maybe 20 different kinds of paprika. Not brands, like varieties of paprika on the shelves in any given grocery store. But despite there being so many, there's actually just four official grades, at least. There's plenty of different kinds, but there's grades as far as paprika is concerned. There's special, gourmet, noble, and rose. And those don't really give you any kind of indication of what paprika you're getting at all.
No. I think they just sort of break it up into how fine or coarse it is. And maybe whether it's sort of a milder one or a sweeter one or a hotter one.
Yes, that's pretty much it. But so you've got special, which is very fine, sweet and mild. I think that's pretty much the paprika that you would get here in the United States, or that people would put on like their deviled eggs.
Yeah, it's pretty mild. You don't want to blast people with the heat.
So gourmet is slightly coarse. I've never had coarse paprika, have you?
No.
I'd be very interested. And it can be hot or mild. Noble is a coarse grind, so not even slightly coarse. This is coarse. It's just basically a lump of paprika, I guess. And it tends to be light red. I'm not sure what the taste can be. But then the rose is dark red, and that one can be very hot. So if you see a dark red paprika and it says rose on the label, be forewarned.
Yeah, it's got kind of a bell pepper taste. It is like a chili pepper in that it can be hot, but it's not a substitute in a recipe necessarily for chili powder.
No, that's a good point.
If you get a chili pepper powder, which is not chili powder, but if you get, let's say, like a chipotle powder or a, you know, any other specific pepper powder, then the paprika may be kind of similar. But if you just get chili powder, and I'm not sure if a lot of people know this, there's a variety of chilies and cumin and garlic a lot of times in it. That's like a powdered mix.
Yeah, it's like seasoned salt, basically, but the chili version of it.
Sure.
Chili powder is, right?
Yeah.
Paprika is paprika. You can't even really compare it to chipotle or anything like that. It is its own thing. And so the How Stuff Works writers go to great pains to point out that if you have a recipe that calls for paprika, you have to use paprika for it. Don't try anything else. Don't try anything funny, or the people from How Stuff Works will come to your house and take all of your spices.
And apparently it's the kind of spice you don't want to buy a ton of because it goes bad quicker than other spices because of these natural oils.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going to go bad sooner. So don't keep it near heat. Keep it in a dark jar in a cool place. And if you go to use paprika, if you don't use it much and you go to use it like 6 months later and it is brown, then it's no longer paprika and don't use it.
Right. But luckily it's so cheap, you can just replace it pretty easily. It's not a big tragedy if it goes bad.
That's right.
The thing is it's such a, in the United States especially, such an innocuous, overlooked spice that I think this should be one of those impetuses where people go out and buy paprika and then start looking for recipes to use it in. Just try something new. This is a great opportunity to do that, everybody.
Totally.
So you can try a paprikash goulash, and then Nancy Waldeck says try romesco sauce, which is an old world sauce from Spain and Portugal. And we say go forth, try something new. And I think, Chuck, that means that Short Stuff is out.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.